Gibson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French President Emmanuel Macron dissolved parliament and called a snap legislative election on Sunday after his party's defeat in EU elections. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an address to the nation from the Élysée presidential palace, Macron said via French broadcaster TF1, I've decided to give you back the choice of our parliamentary future through the vote. I'm therefore dissolving the National Assembly. He added that the vote will take place in two rounds on June the 30th and July the 7th. The move comes as first projected results from France put the far-right National Rally Party well ahead in the European Union's parliamentary election, defeating Macron's pro-European centrists, according to French opinion poll institutes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel freed four hostages over the weekend in a raid on a refugee camp in Gaza. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
It was the largest hostage recovery operation since the beginning of the war late last year. As a freed hostage arrived at a medical facility in Tel Aviv, people sang in Hebrew, "The people of Israel are alive." It's a stark contrast to the Nusrat refugee camp in Gaza, where the Israeli operation left more than 270 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Gaza's health ministry says in addition to the hundreds killed, about 700 other people were wounded. International pressure is mounting on Israel to limit civilian bloodshed. The U.S. Secretary of State will return to the Middle East this week, seeking a breakthrough in ceasefire efforts. This is